Hey, this is Steve, and this podcast is all about making the gospel relevant to your life. That means discovering the good news of Jesus in whatever you're going through today. You know, baptism and communion are really big deals in the Christian faith. There's so much wrapped up in these two simple illustrations. They're powerful. They're life-changing, if you're paying attention. So many believers breeze right by these two important ordinances, and they don't appreciate the deep meaning and power found there. In today's very short message, I try to open a little window into the power and the meaning of these two simple ordinances, baptism and communion. God has drawn some incredible pictures for us to continue to redraw about Him, right? He's given us this incredible look at what He's doing in our lives. He has eradicated the old me. He's buried my old sin life with Jesus in the tomb, and He's raised me with Christ. He's cleansed me from my sin, and now He is letting me walk in new, clean life. And He's given us this incredible picture of this that we get to share in all the time, that we get to do. You know, we are told to repent and to be baptized. So the first step of obedience for any believer is to redraw the picture for everybody else of what Jesus is doing. There's nowhere where He just says, hey, you've got to learn how to articulate the theology of salvation. He tells us to go and tell other people, but the way He specifically prescribes that you and I actually make that public profession of faith is to be buried with Christ in baptism and raised to walk again in the newness of life, to be washed clean. What a powerful image that He gives us. He's such a visual God. You know, we tend to think that in the 21st century, you know, now we all have ADD. Now we all have trouble, reading and memorizing. Now, because of media and all that kind of stuff, we have difficulty. So we can't just read and memorize like we used to be able to. But God's always been about the picture, about drawing a picture for all of us of who He is and what He's doing in our lives. Isn't that amazing? And so then you also have this other picture that Jesus has drawn for us. You know, he takes the disciples together to that upper room. And it's that night right before He is to go to the cross. And everybody in town is celebrating. It's the feast of the Passover. So everyone is having a great time. They're partying in a somber way. They're not like rock and roll, you know, sex and drugs and all that stuff, but they're celebrating the Passover. And Jesus takes His guys up to the room and He draws yet another new picture for them. And we find a description of it, one of the descriptions in 1 Corinthians 11. It says this: one night when he was betrayed, the Lord Jesus took some bread and gave thanks for it. And He broke it into pieces. And He said, this is my body, this. He holds up the visual illustration for them, making it obvious, making it tangible, something you can see, you can touch, you can smell, you can taste. He says, this is my body, which is given for you. And He says, do this to remember me. In the same way, He took the cup of wine after supper, saying, this cup is the new covenant between God and His people, an agreement confirmed with my blood. And He holds that cup of wine up, that purple grape smelling wine, and He holds it up and He says, you taste this, you touch it to your mouth, you experience this. It's just not some vague theology. He draws the tangible, real, visceral picture for us. And he says, in both instances, with the body and with the blood, he says, do this to remember me. In other words, he's saying that I'm drawing the picture and I'm wanting you to continue to draw the picture. Do this to remember, to remember, to begin again, to reattach yourself, to reenact this powerful thing. So we do reenactments, you know. We've got the Civil War people that dress all up and they march and they carry their firearms and they reenact famous battles from the Civil War because they're powerful, they're meaningful, they carry weight. They've changed who we are as a nation, changed who we are as individuals even, and so they mean something, so people reenact those, right? We reenact things that change us. We love the movies that we watch over and over and over again. With my wife, it's You've Got Mail. Tom Hanks, Meg Ryan. You know the movie, right? So whenever she's home alone, guess what she's doing? She's eating popcorn and watching You've Got Mail. She watches it over and over and over again because it's meaningful to her. She likes that movie. With me, it's Tommy Boy. Doesn't really carry the same weight. Doesn't really carry the same weight. But Jesus is saying this isn't just something you enjoy. This isn't just entertainment. This is my body. I'm sacrificing myself. I'm giving myself. I'm willing to allow myself to be broken for you. I'm willing to shed my blood for you. You, without me, are separated from God. You have no relationship with Him at all because you are sin. You are a crime. Your existence is a crime against a holy God. And sin must be broken, and its blood must be shed, and that's you. But Scripture says He became sin for us. He sacrificed Himself so that we could experience the baptism, so that we could be plunged into the body of Christ and walk in new life again. So he says, reenact this, draw this picture again and again, and commune together as you celebrate what I have done and what I am doing in you. And when we experience communion, when we reenact this together, we're reattaching, we're remembering. We're becoming once again, in a sense, members of the body of Christ. We're reattaching ourselves to each other. So we're doing this shoulder to shoulder with people that are part of our body, with people that we know, that we love, with people that we are to take care of and to make sure grow along with us. We're communing together. But not only that, when we're communing together, there's something even bigger and more powerful going on here. Because this thing that we do is a timeless thing. When we partake in the Lord's Supper in communion, this is not just an activity that we do on a Sunday morning on a hot June day in 2016. This is our touch into the timeless, into the eternal. And so when we commune, we're communing with the person of Jesus Christ. We're communing with Him. In fact, not only that, but we're doing this, we're redrawing this picture with all of the saints and the martyrs and the believers that have gone before us and all the ones that will come after us. We're rubbing shoulders with the apostles and the early Christians. We're rubbing shoulders with church fathers and believers from way before us. We're rubbing shoulders with believers that have yet to become believers. This is timeless. It's a picture that Jesus drew for us that is to echo forever. So when we do this, we mean business. This is a serious, somber thing. It's not to be taken lightly. That's why Paul goes on in that passage in 1 Corinthians, and he says that if any of us drink or eat of this bread and this cup in an unworthy manner, you're eating and drinking judgment upon yourself. This sounds like really harsh words, but he's talking about something much deeper than just enjoying a little bit of bread and juice together. He's talking about something timeless, something that touches the eternal. So we are careful to make sure that our hearts are right. To if there's something that blocks our relationship with those we are drawing a picture with, we're claiming to commune with, if there's something that's keeping our fellowship from being true, then we get it right. We take the step of getting it right before trying to redraw this picture, because we don't want to draw this picture falsely. We don't want to make a false image of what God has done by consuming this in our sinfulness. So we get it right. So in just a minute, what we're going to do is we're going to pass the elements. We're going to pass both the bread and the wine. And we'll all have that together and we'll all hold on to those. So when you get it, just hold on to it. And I just want to encourage you to stop for a minute. And I want you to look at that little piece of bread and that little cup of juice that you have. And I want us all to be praying together individually and asking God, God, is there something that's keeping me from you? There's something keeping me from my brother or my sister? Is there something that in this picture that's being drawn that is not really of you? And I want to encourage you this morning to get it right. Far better for me and you to get this right than to do it falsely.